Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as of today, there's just a week to go until we all head to the polls to elect the next President of Ireland. And it's been a very busy week of debates for the two candidates, including the head-to-head today on Morning Ireland. Well, for more, I'm joined by our reporter, Barry Lennon. Hello, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
What's the state of play now following that debate this morning?
Yeah, well, just 7 days now until the Áras 2 become one and we have the 10th Uachtaráin na hÉireann. And of course, going into today, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys trying to reel in independent Catherine Connolly. She needs the political comeback equivalent of both Liverpool and Istanbul in 2005 and Manchester United in the Champions League in 1999 combined in order to pull this one off of this stage, following yesterday's opinion poll, which shows 18 percentage points between Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys. This debate this morning, yet another debate, groundhog debate, if you will, between the two candidates, 1v1 contest. Heather Humphreys trying perhaps to rally her own troops who were perhaps demoralised by yesterday's opinion poll, but the debate perhaps not venturing into much new terrain. We've heard the candidates quite a bit at this stage answering many of the same issues, perhaps the pitfalls of a 1v1 debate. So did this morning change the dial? Perhaps not, but important for Humphreys to get her campaign back on an even keel, and Catherine Connolly again outlining her vision for the presidency but facing some awkward questions in the meantime.
Okay.
As well.
Well, let's take a listen to the candidates now. So Heather Humphreys was questioned about Lucia O'Farrell's calls for a public inquiry into her son Shane's case and why Heather Humphreys didn't vote in favour of that public inquiry. Let's take a listen.
Well, there was reasons behind that. I don't know exactly the detail of it. What I'm saying to you is, I was guided.
There were two occasions for you to vote for a public inquiry to back your constituent. Why didn't you vote in favour of a public inquiry?
Because the minister of the day brought forward a recommendation. I voted with the government at that particular time. I don't remember those two instances, to be quite honest with you. But what I can tell you is, I did my very best to help.
She says that wasn't enough.
I'm sorry if it wasn't enough. Anybody that came into my door, into my constituency office, I did my best for them. There are many instances where I have helped people many, many times. And indeed, there are other high-profile cases where I have come and helped people and made a difference.
You were a TD for 3 years before becoming minister. You never raised a parliamentary question on it. The judicial scoping inquiry wasn't commissioned until 2019. Why didn't you actively campaign for your constituent from 2012? That's a big part of your job. You didn't even attend a vigil outside Leinster House in 2018 to support her family.
I made representations on her behalf. I'm sorry that she says I didn't do enough. I'm sorry if that's the case. I really am. But I did my best.
Well, Catherine Connolly then was asked about her trip to Syria in 2018 and if she was aware that she was pictured with a militia leader linked to war crimes against Palestinian refugees. Let's hear some of that exchange.
No, I wasn't. I went to Syria on a fact-finding mission. The first port of call was the Palestinian refugee camp outside Beirut, outside Damascus. We were to go to Beirut, but we joined the group later, and the group had gone to a Palestinian refugee camp outside of Beirut. We went from Beirut to Damascus on a trip, a fact-finding trip. We met different groups.
Yes, but your facts were being provided by a militia leader loyal to dictator Assad who had murdered Palestinians. How did you not know that?
I didn't know that, and you have no control when you go to a country like that as to who will come into your presence or not. That's no endorsement of the regime. I'm on record for condemning the regime. I did not meet with Assad. Our Taoiseach met with Assad. I went on a fact-finding mission in relation to the refugees. And that camp was utterly destroyed. Absolutely. It was. I went foolishly, and I've said this, thinking it would be a tented encampment. It was a city, utterly destroyed. And we listened to the refugees talk to us, and we listened to the background and refugees from 1948 from the Nakba. We listened to the background to get a deeper understanding. During that visit, we went and we met with a UN organisation. We met with a nun who has since died, Sister Bridget Doody.
Yes,
we met with Syrian Christians. We met with a lot of people.
You said on the programme last month to Audrey that you were shown around by Palestinians. Mm. You were shown around by a man responsible for their deaths.
How
could you not have known that?
I have no control. Fact-finding mission and you go around for the purpose of deepening your knowledge about the refugee crisis, about how refugees were being treated from Palestine, how generation after generation from 1948 onwards and before that, which countries, it's ironic actually that they were treated, it's ironic.
But it was this man's militia who were showing you around.
Lots of people came up to us. We walked the streets.
Well, that's a flavour of the debate this morning. But Barry, we are heading into the final week of campaigning. You know, this is a critical weekend, certainly, for candidates to be out and about around the country. And what are the campaigns, the people behind the scenes saying to you now going into this crucial weekend?
Well, we heard Heather Humphreys answering questions in relation to the O'Farrell case. And again, she's been unable throughout this campaign to decouple herself from her time as a government minister and a sense from within Fine Gael, both the grassroots or Oireachtas members, that essentially she's been unable as well to decouple herself from the current government. Some putting her poll dip down yesterday to the budget, which was not extremely popular, and the opposition are weaponising the budget on the doorsteps. One Sinn Féin TD telling me last night how they are raising the budget and the local property tax at every door they knock on to seek a vote from Catherine Connolly. What else is being said in Fine Gael is they feel perhaps that Catherine Connolly, this is again the grassroots and not particularly the camp of Heather Humphreys herself, that she's not subject to the same hard questions perhaps as they would be if they were in a similar situation. Now, I'm sure Catherine Connolly would disagree with that, but that is the point that is made, as we see again another front page story about Catherine Connolly this morning in relation to that visit to Syria and the militia leader known as the Butcher of Yarmouk. As for Catherine Connolly's campaign, very much they are saying they have nothing won yet. They believe that they have a degree of political immunity built up at this stage, as one TD put it to me, and barring a major mishap happening between now and Tuesday or something cataclysmic happening in the debate, which did happen in 2011, mind you, that they feel that they are halfway there with such a substantial lead.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is an unusual campaign in that we only have two candidates and we have the usual widespread coverage that you would expect at this stage of a presidential election campaign. What's your sense of the public engagement around the country?
Yeah, I rang several constituencies yesterday to get a sense of what's happening on the ground. For instance, up in Donegal, one observer said to me it was the quietest election since the foundation of the state in Donegal, which is a very political county. Talking to John McAteer, who's the editor of the local Tyrconnell Tribune there, that paper founded 35 years ago, very political. He says for the first time in the week before an election, there is no political coverage in his paper slated for the week coming, again showing a lack of engagement. Other counties the same, very little engagement on the ground. Talking to one political activist in Kerry, for instance, they said they met a brother and sister. The sister said, I didn't get my polling card. It might be a good election not to get my polling card for. And her brother chimed in, I have my polling card, but I wish I was like you. So again, we saw it in the poll yesterday, 49% of people saying that the two candidates don't represent them, but there is still a chunk still to play for, if you will.
The undecideds?
Well, 18% undecided. Yeah. So you have 5% voting for the riderless horse and Jim Gavin. You have those who say they will spoil the vote, 6%, which could lead to around 90,000 spoiled votes on rough calculations. And then you have a swathe as well who say that they will not vote at all. So that roughly 43% of votes there potentially in play if people can be convinced to come out. And the point being made by supporters in the Humphreys camp this morning, and again, this might be very optimistic, that 49% of people made their mind up in the last week of the campaign in the general election. But again, there is perhaps wide dissatisfaction at the quantity of the field, the 1v1 dynamic, maybe voter fatigue. Mm-hmm. So how that plays out and a low turnout is predicted without doubt.
But look, we do have that, this next week to go. And of course, the debate which you referred to earlier, the big one on Tuesday night on prime time. And as you have said to us numerous times in this studio, things can change and that debate can change things. So we wait and see what will happen here.
That's it. And we have another opinion poll due this weekend. So really, this will be critical for Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys heading into that. Can she even 2 or 3 percentage points get it to 14, 15 points? That was the same gap between Sean Gallagher and Michael D. Higgins going into the final debate in 2011. And we all know how that panned out. The big thing for Heather Humphreys at the weekend is to mobilise her own supporters who perhaps would fear they might throw in the towel for Catherine Connolly. Her campaign, she says, is still gathering momentum heading in to that big debate with a big concert planned on Monday involving Christy Moore and the Merry Wallopers. So she'll continue that momentum, but anything can happen in that forum, whether anything new is asked or whether any new issue is to emerge over the coming days. That is the million-dollar question, not just for the two candidates, but dare I suggest for the producers of that debate as
well.
All
right, well, we wait and see. That's Tuesday night. Barry, thank you very much. Barry Lenehan there, our reporter. Coming up later in the programme, we're going to find out why Amazon pulled their checkout-free supermarkets. They were lauded as the next big thing, but they haven't survived. We'll find out why. Next, though, warnings to parents about the number of primary school children accessing internet devices in their bedrooms.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.